American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. The RNC festivities kick off this afternoon after an electric first night.
Hello, Milwaukee!
We hereby nominate the greatest president that's ever lived, and that's Donald J. Trump,
as the Republican Party nominee for President of the United States.
I never felt more free and more love for my country than I do now. This is where I belong.
Trump will be the first Republican in a generation who will win New York State.
All Americans deserve a shot at the American dream.
Could this election be more simple? It's strength versus weakness.
If you didn't believe in miracles before Saturday, you better be believing right now.
And the Republican nominee now has a running mate.
It is therefore my honor to nominate Ohio Senator J.D. Vance for the office of Vice President of the United States of America.
Former President Trump picking Ohio Senator J.D. Vance as his running mate, and Democrats and the media were quick to react.
I love that the Republican ticket is now a real estate developer and a venture capitalist.
For the people.
But they're for the people, because that's what they really think they've got a case to make to the working class.
He's unqualified. It's a singular issue.
He is a radical authoritarian. Yeah. And Trump is picking.
He is now picking a vice president who has pledged 100% loyalty to the cult of Donald Trump.
History was made last night when the president of the Teamsters took to the RNC stage.
It's an honor to be the first Teamster in our 121-year history to address the Republican National Convention. Today, the Teamsters are here to say we are not beholden to anyone or any party. We will create an agenda and work with a bipartisan coalition ready to accomplish something real for the American worker.
Moms for Liberty is going to make its presence known today at the RNC. Co-founder Tiffany Justice says the issues being addressed by Republicans are issues that all parents should be concerned about.
You're absolutely right. Moms for Liberty is a parental rights organization. And every parent has the fundamental right to direct the upbringing of their children. You know, it's sad. I think there are a lot of parents who are Democrats that would like to see their lawmakers stepping up and making sure that they're defending parental rights at all levels of government. I served as a school board member, and I saw behind the education curtain, and then COVID happened, and all of America saw behind the education curtain. Moms and dads are standing up and speaking out. In the busiest time of our lives, I think we forgot that we needed to run for office. We needed to get involved in politics, and that's what you're seeing right now.
A federal judge has put a kibosh on the federal documents case against former President Trump in Florida.
As we reported on AFN, U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon handed a victory to Donald Trump, whose lawyer successfully argued that Special Counsel Jack Smith, who filed the classified documents charges, was illegally appointed. Trump had faced dozens of felony counts accusing him of illegally hoarding classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach, Florida, and obstructing FBI efforts to get them back. J. Christian Adams is a former Justice Department attorney who is president and general counsel of the Public Interest Legal Foundation.
It's really good news for Donald Trump. He's first of all, lucky that he's alive. And secondly, the court has effectively put off the federal prosecutions until after the election. They'll work their way through an appeals process, and that's going to slow things down. And it pretty much means there won't be any federal action prior to the election.
Abraham Hamilton III is general counsel and public policy analyst for the American Family Association. He says clearly the appointments clause requires the office of special counsel to be congressionally established.
Judge Cannon's opinion is a very well-written opinion, very scholarly in explaining why the appointment of Jack Smith violated the Constitution's appointments clause. And so it was quite a turn of events. Special counsel appointments require advising consent from the Senate, and then seeing Judge Cannon seize on that in dismissing the documents case of former President Trump in Florida is something that if you were legally paying attention, you could see coming.
I'm Chad Groening.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.